The message you're about to listen to is a recording from God's Favorite House. It is our prayer that you listen, your life will be transformed, and you will be taken to greater heights in your walk with Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you listen to this message.
Praise the name of the Lord. You see, when God wants to help a person, sometimes he hides it from everybody else. Because by the time he's done helping you today, people will be like, where has she been? Who is this? Where is it from? Just smile and just say that I am the one that I found mercy from God, and I've received mercy of God. Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. Are you ready for the word? There's so much that God is doing in our lives already. Praise the name of the Lord. Joel 2:23 says, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain. Everybody say the rain. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Amen. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Today, you will experience the rain. You will experience full restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. The rain signifies a couple of things. The rain signifies blessings. So when we say you will experience the rain, it means you will experience the blessings of God. And that is God's will for you. It's God's will for you. In fact, the scripture goes on to say that you will eat in plenty and you will be satisfied and you will bless the name of the Lord your God. So, having more than you need is God's will for you. We are not going to mince words today. People have said, Pastor, if people are rich, you know, they can go to hell. I'm like, I don't think so. I think poverty takes more people to hell. God wants you to be abundantly wealthy. But you have to receive it. Say amen. Amen. The rain signifies life, signifies growth, signifies renewal, signifies provision, signifies abundance. All this will be your portion in the name of Jesus. The rain in scripture also signifies the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit was released on Pentecost, is the former rain. What we are experiencing now is the latter rain. But God is saying, I will bring the two, the former and the latter together, and I will call it the rain, and I will release it into your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Everything that God is set to do in your life, nothing will stop it. At the vigils, you know, one of the things God said to us, and we shared, and the more I prayed about the service, just kept coming back to me, and that is, the grass that says that the elephant should not move. Everything that has hindered you up until now will become like grass before an elephant. If they don't shift, you will crush them. Amen. You will become completely unstoppable. Amen. And, you know, praying, like, this generation need answers, Lord. Lord, give us answers in today's service. Give us answers. In today's service, Gen Z needs answers. Lord, give us answers. Millennials need answers, Lord. Gen Alpha needs answers, Lord. Give us answers. I was praying, and God said to me, I am the answer. Praise the Lord. And it hits me in a new way. You know, I've heard that before, right? But it hit me in a new way. It says, Jesus is the answer. So, Jesus is not an explanation. It's just the answer. If you have God, you may not be able to explain everything, but you have the answer in your heart. There's a way that you can live your life that things around you may not make sense, but you know you make sense. And you know that God makes sense. Everything around you says something else. And that's why it's called that the peace that surpasses all understanding. As you experience rain today, you will come into a tangible relationship with God. Amen. God will be real in your life. Amen. You will experience the abundance that comes from God's presence. Amen. Because in His presence, there's fullness of joy. And at His right hand, there are what? There are pleasures forevermore. So the rain will bring abundance. So very quickly, we'll look at what we've called the SLS of abundance. Everyone say SLS. SLS of abundance. I'm praying that God will give us all understanding in the name of Jesus. What is the SLS of abundance? What is that thing that, or these things that when we operate them, we work consistently in abundance? The SLS of abundance, the first S is the system. Everybody say the system. Job 36 and verse 26. Job 36:26 says, look, God is greater than we can understand. His years cannot be counted. It draws up the water vapor and then distills it into rain. The rain pours down from the clouds and everyone benefits. So the rain does not discriminate. It rains on the rich, it rains on the poor. He reigns on the tall. He reigns on the short. He reigns on the skinny. He reigns on the endowed. The reign does not discriminate. But hidden in this scripture is a system. It says that the rain pours down from the clouds. It draws the water vapor and then distills it into rain. The rain pours down from the cloud and everybody benefits. Then it draws the water vapor. You know, this what has been described in scripture is later discovered by scientists to be the water cycle. Praise the name of the Lord. This word was written thousands and thousands of years ago. So we see that God is a God of systems. It pulls the water up. It condenses. There's precipitation, rain. There's transpiration from the ground. And it goes on and on. It's a cycle. It's a system. It's a system. The rain is a system. The rain is what? The rain is a system. So the rain shows us that God is a God of what? Systems. Stay with me. Your life is going to change today. God is a God of what? Systems. Joshua 5. Joshua 5 from 11. It says, the day after the Passover, that very day, I mean, this is so, so powerful. They ate some of the produce of the land. They just entered. They came from Egypt. They went through the wilderness. They were fed with manna for 40 years, right? And they came into their promised land. As you are coming into your promised land, they ate of the produce of the land, unleavened bread and roasted grain. Did nice as soon. Verse 12. What happened? The manna stopped the day after they ate the food of the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites. But that year, they ate the produce of Cana. What's going on here? God had fed his people with manna every day. Manna, that word, manna just means, what is it? Because they don't know what it is. God later would say it's the food of angels, but boom, you wake up, manna. Every single day. But they got into the promised land as they eat the produce of the land. Manna stopped. Then God says, I will give you rain. The system of abundance began. The system of overwhelming abundance began. I pray you will eat the good of the land. And many times when God wants to move you from manna to eating variety, orishirishi, eat this, roast that, he stops the manna. And many times when God stops the manna, we cry. Because we are used to manna, we cry. Oh, what's going on? Is this from the village? Is there an attack? No, it's not. God is moving you into abundance. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You need to realize that is a system. Manna is a miracle. Manna is a miracle. But rain is what? It's a system. Manna is a miracle. But rain is a system. God is saying the rain is here in the name of Jesus. It is a what? System. Many people are looking for a miracle. When they hear rain, we want a miracle. God is saying, no, I am giving you a system. A miracle is in the wilderness. Manna is in the wilderness. You are entering into abundance. You are entering into the promised land. So what is coming is not manna, it's rain. And if you are clapping, I think you should clap for Jesus more excitedly. Because everything is about to change. It's a system. And the way God works is God works with interconnected systems. You know, the simple illustration is such that the first gear, when it turns clockwise, what happens to the second gear? Turns counterclockwise. What happens to the third gear? To get the third gear to turn, let's assume that's the gear of abundance. The first gear has to turn, and the first gear has to be connected to this third gear. Praise the name of the Lord. The systems have to be interconnected. How does God do it? God teaches us with the agricultural setting. When it rains, that is the system of the first gear. The rain has to be connected to something. What does the rain connect to? What will be the second gear? It's your land. Then your land is connected to your harvest, to the third gear, your harvest. So the way this works is that when the rain is coming, the land has to be ready. If all that happens is rain falling on rock, the land is not plowed, is not tilled, is not, the seeds are not there, what will happen? What will be the effect of the rain? At best, a cool temperature. Nothing. So the systems that God creates and works are interconnected. Same thing. The human body is full of systems. You have the respiratory system taking oxygen, right? And the oxygen from the respiratory system gets into the circulatory system, into your bloodstream, right? Then from the bloodstream, it gets into every other system, gets to your nervous system, it gets to your brain, or is it the digestive system that you're going to eat the, you know, jollof rice into, then it goes up and produces, you know, energy that goes to every part of your body. The systems are interconnected. The question is this: what production system are you hooking up to these showers of blessings? What land? For some people, your land is your factory. For some people, your land is your education. For some people, your land is your business. For some people, but there has to be something that the rain will fall upon. And in the name of Jesus, the rain will fall on your land today in Jesus' name. What is it? Is it the land could be your entrepreneurial activities. Could be your profession. What is the land that the rain will fall on that will trigger the harvest? The rain will not be wasted in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. We see the water cycle. God is faithful. God says, I am the one that connects, that commands the rain to come. God does his bit. Every time he sends the rain, he sends the rain. But many times the land is not ready. The land is not prepared. There's no seed in it. There's nothing in it. But God keeps doing his thing. But beginning from today, you will capitalize on God's rain. And you will move into abundance. The rain is a system. The rain is not a miracle per se. Manna is a miracle. The rain is a system. Breaking news. We are not here for manna. We are here for rain. And rain we will experience in Jesus' name. Amen. Very first one, the system. Number two, I said SLS, right? L is the land. So I need to understand the system. See how to put the land in. And this is a point of contact service also. This is PPP together. The point of contact is we bring in the land and hooking it up to the rain. And, you know, the land is so powerful. The mystery of the land. Because the land is the connection, is the handshake with God's system of abundance. God will always ask for your land when he wants to bless you. If he comes, if you say, what do you have in your house? What is it in your hand? It said to Peter, go, throw your hook, the first fish you catch, there will be gold inside. The land was his hook. The land is so powerful. It's so powerful. And, you know, Pastor K was saying today how when we were younger, we used to, when we hear rain, we run outside. What's going on these days? When people hear rain, they are running inside. Children are running inside. Parents say, come inside. You won't catch pneumonia. We were chasing pneumonia. He didn't kill us. Praise God. You're like, but Pastor, I mean, there's a lot of advancement these days, you know. You can't tell children to go outside. Try it. They will thank you later. And there's this, you know, if you grew up in Nigeria, you're male, a lot of female too, you must play soccer. Even if you don't know how to play. You just be there. Playing soccer, right? The sweetest kind of soccer is which one? Rainbow! God bless you! Rainbow! If you have not played rainbow before, come and repent. Rainbow! The There's a tactic to rainbow. Don't let me go into all that. You know, but it's very sweet. However, where I'm going with this is this. As much as we can put our bucket outside and get some rain, play in the rain, enjoy the rain, and all that, the rain is primarily for the land. In fact, scientists tell us that drinking rainwater is not even the healthiest because of the solvent. It must have dissolved a lot of things before getting here. Rain is primarily for what? For the land. For the land. That's why Elijah would say to Ahab, run so that the rain doesn't stop you. The rain is not for you. Don't let it stop you. The rain is for the land. And when the land is well watered, because as your land is going to be well watered today, you are going to experience abundance in the name of Jesus. The famine has come to an end in the mighty name of Jesus. However, we need to understand the intricacies of land. How land functions. What causes challenges for land? What some land are operating at 10% capacity. Some people, they think they are doing well, but their land is only operating 40%. I'm praying in the name of Jesus that you will get 100% from your land. Yeah. What causes problems for land? The number one thing that causes problems for land is sin. Sin directly affects the land. Directly. Directly affects the land. You know, the deception sometimes is, I've heard Christians, some bold enough, say to me, but Pastor, I've been doing this thing, God is still blessing us. It is grace all the way. I'm like, repent before the heavens shut. There's a time that God will wink at. There are things that God will look away from. God will ignore. But if you continue in sin, you cannot say grace should abound. That's what Paul said. Sin, as always, will always cause problems for the land. Righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is what? It's a reproach to any people. It doesn't discriminate either. To any people. In fact, the sin can be so much that the land can take action against the person. The land that is supposed to be blessed and be a blessing to your life can actually take action. We see that in Leviticus 18. It says, and the land is defiled, therefore I do visit iniquity therefore upon it, upon the land. So God was punishing the land because of the people's sin, right? So the land was so upset that, why am I the one receiving punishment for these people's sin? So what did the land do? The land itself vomited the inhabitants. I will say this in Yoruba, I will interpret it. Another will not take your crown. In the day of your joy, another person will not be sitting there. Land! The mystery of land. Land can vomit inhabitants. Why? Because when there is punishment on the land, because of the inhabitants of the land, after a while, the land will say, wait a minute. Why am I receiving these blows? Oh yeah, okay. And Lele, Your land will cooperate with you. You will eat the good of the land. Your land will thrive and prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Kings 2:19 says to us, 2 Kings 2:19 says, the people of the city, this is peculiar situation. Joshua had cursed Jericho. And the people of the city of Jericho came to Elisha and said, look, our Lord, this town is well situated. Jericho, strategic position, well situated, as you can see. But the water is what? It's bad, and the land is unproductive. Your water will be good. Your land will be productive. In the name of Jesus, your water will be good. Your land will be productive. In the name of Jesus. So spiritual irresponsibility shuts the heavens. Spiritual irresponsibility causes problems for the land. But whatever your situation is today, I'm praying that God will have mercy upon you. I'm praying that the mercy of God will prevail in your case in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that the mercy that stops the hand of judgment will work in your favor in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so, so powerful that we understand the workings of the land. Why? Because we are not here for manna. We are here for what?
The rain.
We are here for manna. We are here for the rain. Enduring, sustained abundance that is generational. That's why we are here. If you receive it, shout hallelujah. And that's why God says in 2 Chronicles 7:13-14, God says that if I shut the heaven so that there is no rain, he says, but if my people who are called by what? By my name shall what? Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will what? I will hear from heaven. Number one. Number two, I will forgive their sins. Number three, I will heal them. And when I read it, I was like, number three should be, and I will open the heavens. No, that's what it should be. It should be, and I will send the rain. That's what it should be. You know, I have a mathematical brain. You know, you shut the rain because of sin, right? So your people have prayed. They've humbled themselves. They've prayed. They've repented. You've heard. You've forgiven their sin. Then you should send the rain. But he said, no. Then I will heal the land. Because if the land is healed, the rain will fall. Hallelujah. Because if the land is healed, the rain will fall. If the land is healthy, the heavens over the land will be opened. So God is saying, it is about the land. Because if the land is healed, the rain will fall. We want the rain. We are not here for manna. We are here for what?
Rain.
We are here for rain. So the SLS of abundance, number one, is what? The system. Number two is what?
The land.
The land connects to the system. Then number three is what is in the land? The seed. Everybody say the seed. If you can get it, I pray that you get it today. In the name of Jesus. The SLS of abundance. The system. The land. The seed. Your life will be on a continuous, progressive trajectory. Isaiah 55 verse 10. Isaiah 55 10 says to us that the rain and the snow fall from the sky and don't return until they have watered the ground. It says, then the ground what? Causes the plants to sprout, that is the seed in the ground, to sprout and grow, and they produce seeds and for the farmer and food for the eater. So, what's going on here? If the land is good, it's tilled, you've plowed yourself in righteousness, right? And it rains on the land. It is whatever is in the land that the rain touches that will sprout. If all that is there is weeds, what will sprout? Weeds. I mean, you know now, land, if you see bare land, even if you cut it, when it rains, it is what that is there that will sprout. But when a farmer comes, cultivates the land, plants the seed, waits for the rain, and it rains, the same land, what is in it will what? Will sprout. Rain doesn't discriminate. The land is an incubator. That scripture tells us that when God gives a harvest, there are two parts to anything you can call a harvest. There are two parts to it. There's the seed part and there's the bread part. Everything you can call a harvest. I lived for a bit in the north. I was sharing at one of the vigils that one of the things that fascinated me about northerners, at least the ones I lived with, who were farmers, was that when they had their harvest, they sit down meticulously with it and separate. They were doing separation. I was like watching. Then later I discovered that they were separating their seed from what they would go and grind and make kunu, make, you know, tuwo, all sorts of things from. And they selected the best of the seeds to plant for the next season. Do you know what's going on with a lot of people? God gave a harvest. They eat the bread, they eat the seed. Then what happens in the next cycle? They want a miracle. They're looking for manna. They're running from pillar to post. Oh, I receive fire of abundance. I think that's why people just keep going from one breakthrough to lack, to one prayer meeting to pray, fast. Mercy happens. They get one. Then what do they do again? Then God will give you understanding in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There are certain principles that if you have them, you must make sure nobody talks you out of them. It is your responsibility. I remembered some man of God I respect, you know, was telling me about first fruits. And I said to him, that, sir, have you ever paid first fruit in your life? He said, no. I said, I pay first fruit. I know what is going on in my finances. It's like I'm eating an orange. You've not tasted the orange yet. You are telling me it is sour. No, I should be the one telling you what the orange tastes like. Praise the name of the Lord. You've never covenanted with God with your finances. You've never had a walk with God. Listen, everyone that works with God, everything that you receive, a part of it belongs to God. Did you know that? Check everybody that works with God in scriptures. What you have, don't let anybody steal your crown. Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I have, I give to you. You can only give what you have. Recently, another man of God, my friend, he said to me that, stop all this fast that you are doing. Nobody fasts like this again. It's old school fasting. I said, for old school power. He said, nobody fasts like this again. It is what I have. What I was trained with. My mother, she's here. Taught us to fast. My grandmother taught us to fast. We fasted. I was... You can't talk me out of it. I refuse. Because the things that the world is doing, I can't do it. I can't do human sacrifice. Can you do human sacrifice? I hope not. But the one I have, you don't want to confuse me. I'm not taking it. I was 16. Now, I mean, I'm not even sure if my mom knows this story, but she knows a part of the story. That is very personal. You know, and don't look at me funny after I tell you this. Promise. I bedwetted until I was 16. I'll catch you after service. I bedwetted until I was 16. Then you know when you're a teenager, it becomes embarrassing. So one day, by myself, I said, I'm going to fast for 3 days. The God that this my grandmother calls, you will answer me. I kid you not. I fasted for 3 days. That was the end of bedwetting in my life. Completely. Then one person that doesn't even know how to fast with pot belly like this is telling me. It's all by grace. You need to know how to operate in some levels. Now, I'm not judging you, but leave me alone. Leave me alone. I have tasted. I have handled. And I operate. Regardless of the abuse on giving and seeding, the principle remains. Like I said to people, you cannot see a fake 5,000 naira note. Can somebody come and try and give you fake 5,000 naira? No. You know why? There's no original. The day there's original, you see fake. So rather than condemn all 1,000 naira notes, the fact that there's fake is actually proof that there is original. So you get the machine that detects fake. That's what you do. Seeding is completely inevitable in the system of abundance. The system, the land, and the what? And the seed. Twigs are seeds too. They are twigs of weeds. They are seeds of weeds. The Bible says that the enemy too is actively planting seeds in people's lives, in people's land. And we have prayed that every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted in your life shall be rooted up in the name of Jesus. Only the seed of God will prosper in your life. Amen. God also plants seeds in our lives. He does. God has a seed of greatness in you, in everybody. Today, that seed of greatness will touch water. Amen. It will be irrigated. Amen. it will be fertilized in the name of Jesus. Every seed that God has put in you today will experience the rain. The seed of greatness in you will manifest. The seed of potential in you will manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, back to our text, Joel chapter 2. It says, the rain. I will give you the rain, the former and the latter. So, what's going on there? Very quickly. Again, I mean, a lot have been shared today. I want to encourage you, honestly, to go back and listen to this message over and over again until it becomes flesh. So what's the former rain? Since I've given the former rain, is God just playing with words? Are they just meaningless words? Of course not. The former rain is the rain that comes before the planting season, the beginning of the plant season in the Semitic seasons. That will be towards autumn / early winter, their own autumn and early winter. It's a former rain. What does it do? The former rain falls that the seed may germinate. So that's the function of the former rain. So it is the ripening, the fertilizing showers. The former rain is known as the fertilizing showers. The fertilizing showers will fall on your seeds in the name of Jesus. Amen. Fertilizing showers. So, unless the former rain has fallen, there will be no life. So, if you have land, you have cultivated land, good land, you've seeded the land. If the former rain does not fall, there's no life because the seed is just in the ground. And, you know, the farmers have told us that the seed, if they stay in the ground for too long, they stand the risk of being eaten by pests and even rotting. Seed needs the fertilizing showers. Today, your seeds will experience the fertilizing power of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The latter rain, what does it signify? The latter rain ripens the fruit and prepares it for harvest. So the latter rain is the ripening showers. So you have the fertilizing showers and the ripening showers. For some people have experienced fertilizing showers, they sprouted up, but the fruit has not come to maturity. Today, you will experience the ripening showers in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, this nation has experienced a lot of drought because of, their sin. But God is kind. God said, I will give you. Usually, there are autumn, winter, spring. The latter rain comes in spring. About at least 6 months in between. 4 to 6 months in between. God said, I will give you the fertilizing rain and the ripening rain in the first month together. Then he says, I will restore the time that you have lost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So God could have said, you have lost it, you have lost it. But don't worry, I've forgiven you. Then let's go on from here. God says, no. I will give you the fertilizing rain and the ripening rain together in 1 month. And I will accelerate the process of fertilization and bring your fruit to maturity and shorten the time for you. Many of you think you are losing time. Don't worry. God will shorten the time for you. Hallelujah. Oh, so powerful. So powerful. If it was my American preachers, when we get to this point, we need to dance. I feel like doing it right now. I mean, it's so powerful. God will bring fertilizing showers, ripening showers together. Then accelerate the time of the harvest for you in the name of Jesus. Since the rain is not one drop, you will not experience a single blessing. You will experience multiple and multiple of blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. So powerful. So powerful. And God is saying, even you, you may look around like, all the testimonies I've heard today, enlargement, you know, the word of God. I mean, well, I'm happy, Shad, that God is working in people's lives. God is saying, your own time has come. Yeah. He's saying, even me. Everybody say, even me. The song we learned at the vigil. Lord, I am of showers of blessings. Remember it. Though thou art scattering full and free, showers the still and refreshing. Let showers fall on me. Even me.
Even me.
Even me.
Even me. Let your showers fall on me.
Let's take it again. Sent me to you to say, even you, the showers are coming on you. You have bared other people's burdens. You have carried other people's loads. God is saying, even you, the showers are coming on you. You look at at yourself and you think you are unworthy. The enemy magnifies your sins before you and says, you know, it's not you they are talking about. God has sent me to you. That even you, the showers will fall on you. You have been cheated by people you trusted. And it looked as if things are just getting worse. God is saying, I sent me to you. Oluwarom is here. That even you, you will experience the showers. People have passed you by. Opportunities appear to have passed you by. God is saying, even you are going to experience the showers. Let's bow down our hearts as we bow down our heads. Even you, is your life full of twigs of weeds? When you look at your land, it's like seeds of weeds. Heaven wants to put your life in order. It wants to clear your ground. It wants to bring that showers to you. You're like, Pastor, pray for me. I want to surrender my life to this God. I want to experience these showers. Father, we pray for everyone here that has come to you. We ask that in your mercy that you meet with them in the name of Jesus. Lord, fill this mouth with laughter, Lord. Change their lives. Change their story for good. Draw them unto yourself. Honor and glory be given to you, Lord. Honor and glory be given unto you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.